Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word comes to us from the gospel lesson that you just heard from Luke chapter 9. Friends in Christ, there is a lot of listening going on in the modern world. Enabled by advances in technology, anyone with internet access, a computer and a microphone can create a recording that could potentially be heard by millions of people. Podcasters have become media personalities based on their popularity, while corporations, nonprofits, even churches offer their own podcast content because people are listening. In some cases, for hours at a time. To whom are you listening? I don't mean podcasts necessarily, although we can have that conversation if you want. What I mean by this question is, to whom are you listening for guidance? Whose words carry weight with you? Each day there are countless voices vying for your attention, many of them we've learned to filter out and go on with our business. But still, I ask, to whom are you listening to inform you? Whose opinion has enough power to change your behavior? We're all listening to someone. And a lot rides on who that someone is and what they know. God the Father gave a clear and direct statement in today's gospel reading. Over Jesus, he repeated the baptismal declaration, "This is my Son, my chosen one, my beloved." Peter, James, and John were the audience for this declaration, and their minds, we have to believe, were exploding as light shone out from Jesus. And saints of old stood there talking to him, and a very Old Testament-like cloud wraps them up, and God's own voice reveals Jesus' identity. "This is my Son, my chosen one, my beloved." Utterly astounding. It knocked them to their knees. But there's one more statement. The voice said, "Listen to him." Listen to him. As I said, it's very clear, very simple directive. God the Father says, "Jesus is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Now, if you were one of the disciples, would you not, from that moment going forward, have done exactly that, only that, all the time? And what we have in the Gospels, like Luke's Gospel, is a record of the disciples trying to listen to Jesus, trying to take to heart what he said, trying to put it into practice, sometimes failing miserably, but other times successfully listening and doing as Jesus said, actually ending up doing kingdom work. Work done in Jesus' name. Saying things like Peter did in John's gospel when Jesus asked him, "Are you going to quit me too?" Peter says, "Lord, where else would we go? Jesus, you have the words of eternal life." For all of Peter's impulsive behavior, this demonstrates he was listening to his Lord and teacher. So, I'll ask once more. To whom are you listening? Whose words carry weight with you? Is Jesus on your list? And is he at the top where he belongs? Well, a person could say, well, see, that's the problem. I can't just listen to Jesus like listening to a podcast. But guess what? You actually can do that. Here's what I mean. You can get pretty close because a great deal of what Jesus said was remembered. It was recorded by those who heard him say it, and so you can obviously read what Jesus said in the Bible, but if you need it in a podcast format, there are audio Bibles out there. So you can, by listening to the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, encounter Jesus and his words of eternal life. So if you are looking for a spiritual practice to commit to this upcoming Lenten season, allow me to suggest listening to Jesus, reading his words, listening to his words in whatever format works best for you. Just carve out time to listen to him. And if you do, this is the kind of thing that you'll hear. To the person who's unsure that they're lovable, Jesus says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. To the person gripped with anxiety about the future, Jesus says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all such things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. To the person whose guilt is weighing them down, Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. To the person who feels like they're running on empty, Jesus says, come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. To the person wondering if they matter in the grand scheme of things, if they matter to God, Jesus says, aren't two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from my Father's will, and even the very hairs on your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. To the person scared to death of death, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and he who lives and believes in me will never die. He also says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. To the person who's afraid that their life doesn't amount to much, their life is meaningless, listen to this. Jesus says, I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. He also said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. And to the person concerned that their questions, that their doubts will somehow disqualify them from God's blessing, here's what Jesus says. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. The will of him who sent me is this, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. This is what awaits you when you listen to Jesus. Are you ready? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, on the mountain on which Jesus was transfigured and visibly changed for a few moments, you gave a very clear directive to your people. Listen to him. Such a simple request, such a simple command, yet we find it so difficult to actually do. Father, by your Holy Spirit's power, enable us to clear our schedules, to clear our minds, to commit to letting Jesus speak to us often, daily, and open our ears and hearts to truly listen to what he says, take it to heart, and live as he would have us live. Forgive us when we fall short, empower us to do better, and meet us at your table today to feed us with the gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.